Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
With Memorial Day weekend here, it's hard to think all the way ahead to 4th of July, but, you know, on 4th of July, they do the huge hot dog eating competition at Coney Island, Nathan's famous hot dog, right?
There's things to remember about American holidays, Anna. We like fireworks, we like parades, we like celebrations, and of course, we like gluttonous eating.
Processed meat is essentially what it comes down to.
Mm.
Well, there was a big announcement that came out yesterday.
You've heard his name before, no doubt. A legendary Japanese competitive eater known for winning 6 consecutive Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Challenges says he's calling it quits because he's lost his appetite.
What? What do you mean?
Oh, no, he lost his love of the game.
He's not hungry anymore?
Takeru Kobayashi is announcing his retirement in the Netflix documentary Hack Your Health. Doctors found that his brain developed an aversion to highly processed foods.
No.
Oh, no. It is possible. We didn't know.
Of course it's possible. Like, think about when you eat something so often that all of a sudden, like, you can't even think about eating it anymore.
I mean, this guy was incredible. 6 in a row. What, was Joey Chestnut asleep during that time? That's amazing.
Clearly.
This is like if Meryl Streep decided, I'm done with film.
Yeah, but imagine if she had to eat film. A lot of them. All the time. Of course you would get an aversion to it.
Oh, man. This makes me sad inside, even though these competitions are absolutely disgusting to watch.
But it is. It makes sense. Like, so I used to, there's this one kind of pizza that this place makes, and it's very, very thin pan crust.
Okay.
And it's, like, known for its pizza. I moved to an apartment right above it for 5 months. This is when I lived in that rental in between my homes.
So you first get in there.
Oh, my gosh.
The morning, noon and night.
Oh, Raven, they would deliver it up to our apartment, fresh and hot. When I tell you, Hayden, my older daughter, would order it up for lunch. My husband would order up for dinner. Sometimes I'd take a walk downstairs to go get it. When we left, we could not eat it for a year. Like, it was, we just started going back there.
Wow.
Because all of us, we ate it so much over that 5 months to the point where, like, we couldn't even imagine having to put another bite. Now, imagine you're putting processed meat down your throat for as fast as you can to win all these competitions. At some point, the thought of a hot dog makes you want to vomit.
I mean, the whole thing. I mean, if you've seen them dipping the buns and all that stuff in water. Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Your life depends on it. You've got to win an eating competition.
Right.
Your life depends on it.
Yep.
That of you and your family. What's the thing you can eat the most of the fastest?
The fastest is the problem. I'm not a fast eater.
Okay, but the most of, the absolute most of.
Saltines. I'll choke and die, but man, I can eat them so fast. Like,
really?
I have like this unhealthy addiction to saltines.
Yeah.
Before, when I could actually eat them, and I would just eat them like a rack at a time. I'd be like, all right, one rack down, another rack to go.
No, I get the rack is definitely the checked box.
Yeah.
Right. Like it's incomplete. If you get 3/4 of the way through the rack, it's upsetting.
Yeah.
You feel like a failure.
The right and wrong ways to cook burgers this summer. Getting close to Memorial Day weekend, the unofficial kickoff to summer. Joining us, 6-time Emmy-nominated chef, Chef Plum. You can find him online at chefplum.com.
You know something there, Chef?
Tell me.
There was a time at my barbecues that nobody knew that the party was started until I had actually lit the grill on fire.
The whole grill?
Yes.
Oh,
because
hopefully.
I would put too many burgers on at once. So it's good for you to go over proper technique here, I think. It's safety concerns.
I agree.
That fat content from the burgers definitely drips down. So let's talk about that for a second.
Oh, we should also point out that if it sounds strange, it's because we're broadcasting from outside in our parking lot.
So let's talk about it real quick. So when you go to buy ground beef to make a burger or you buy a burger, you'll see a number. It'll say like 90-10, 80-20,
right?
Those numbers are fat content versus lean meat. So the more fat content you have, the better the burger's going to taste because fat equals flavor.
But then why are the ones that are leaner, the 90%, 10%, more expensive?
You're putting a less expensive product using less of it.
Yeah, but 8 by 20, I'm more likely also to get myself a mouthful of knuckle, right?
Well, you shouldn't, no.
No.
But it adds so much flavor to it. Like today, we're going to use a Wagyu burger, which have a very, very high fat content, which means flavor. So what we're going to do first of all is we want to season these guys up, a little salt. We're not going to use black pepper because black pepper burns. We always finish with black pepper. Don't cook with black pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of the salt, you might think, hey, is that a lot? It's not. A lot of it comes off as you're cooking.
Okay.
So you might even see me season them again. So I'm going to open this guy up. You can see here on my grill, I've got one side where all the coals are nice and hot. One side with a little bit cooler so I can move things around. Put it down. Beautiful.
Should I be doing that with my grill no matter what at home, even if I'm not doing charcoal? Should I do a hot side and a lower side?
Great question. I always like to do that too. You're going to have one side hot, one side not as hot, because what you can do is control it better, right? Control is the key when you're grilling. So we've got burgers, we've got buns. You know what we need? A burger sauce. Let's talk about how to make an easy sauce. So I got a bowl. I went to the refrigerator and I found some mayo, right? A little mayo. Here we go. A little mustard in there. There we go.
Okay.
I'm going to hit it with a little bit of lime juice.
I mean, this looks pretty simple so far.
Oh, yeah, I love all this stuff, right? A little lime juice, a little pinch of salt in there. There we go. And then sriracha sauce. You can use any hot sauce you want, but adds so much flavor.
What I've noticed over the last few weeks of us doing all these grilling segments is that you use hot sauce on everything, sriracha. Is that a staple for barbecuing?
Well, I like it because it adds a lot of flavor. It adds a lot of acidity to things. Same thing with lime. Lime is great for that as well. That mustard adds a little tang. Look at that. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Yes.
If you want to get really fancy, throw some pickles in there chopped up. Absolutely delicious.
It looks like the Big Mac sauce. Is that Big Mac sauce?
It's not exactly Big Mac sauce. Big Mac sauce is basically a Thousand Island. We're going to let these guys cook for a few minutes. I'm going to show you when I plate these guys up, I have one key special thing to do.
Okay.
Right? We're going to put the lettuce on the bottom of the bun.
Why?
So then the bottom of the bun, tell them, Raven.
It keeps the juices from making their way to the bun and then soaking it all up.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
There it is.
You can do the same thing, too. We always put the lettuce and the tomato underneath. Yes.
That's it. Perfect move. Works every single time. So let's come back to it and show it in just a couple seconds.
Is there like a certain amount of time that you're supposed to get before you flip your burger?
Great question. No, I only like to flip things once. And I'll let grill tell you when to do it. If it's sticking, don't force it. Let it go a little longer. When it comes unstuck naturally, that's when you want to flip it.
Oh, that's a good tip.
Yeah.
Okay.
And don't play with it. You know, you don't want to play with it as much as humanly possible. This doesn't count as my flip.
Same belief.
But see how I'm just turning them a little bit?
You're just rotating them.
Yep. To get those hashtag marks on them.
Yeah.
That's the idea here. So these will take about 2 or 3 more minutes in here. And then when they're ready to go, we'll plate them up. Put a little sauce on them, and you guys will eat burgers.
Yeah, let's do it. Speaking of Memorial Day, you got a whole big event going on, right?
Oh, I cannot wait. This event is so fun. I get the chance to work this year with Dan's Taste. They make all these great events that happen all across the Hamptons. The one that kind of kicks off the summer is called the Rosé Soirée. I'm going to be there. We're going to make an amazing Wagyu burger with our friends from 7X. Mm. It's going to be such delicious times. We may even live stream the whole thing on Instagram. I'm not sure. I'm thinking about it.
If you want to check out the video to this, you can head to our Instagram at Anna and Raven. See it all for yourself. And remember to follow Chef Plum at Chef_Plum on Instagram. Do kids still sneak out?
Oh, yeah, I would think so.
I don't know. So Jelly Roll, his daughter snuck out, and here's what happened.
The country star's wife, Bunny XO, sharing this clip on Instagram. The stepmama catching the teen in the act as she tries to sneak out. The whole thing recorded by cameras on the family's property. And yep, that's their security walking Bailey right back home.
Uh-huh. What does Jelly Roll say about this, Raven?
She is a teenager. She's a teenager.
Yeah. 16 years old.
Yeah, I mean, Jelly Roll's seen it all, man. I mean, he's been locked up. He knows what this stuff is like, right? And Bunny XL, you ain't going to fool her. Jelly Roll's been locked up.
So what does that have to do with sneaking out of your house when you're 16 years old?
I mean, you and I, we had this conversation recently. We are the last generation to truly not be surveilled all the time. And I think that people don't realize what a gift that actually was. So now, you got cameras. You're going to get busted, and not for nothing. They're famous.
Yeah. This is what I was thinking about. Like, when she, it's funny when you watch the actual video because the stepmom posted the video.
Yeah.
It's literally old school, hoods up, went out the back way, going towards the fence.
Hunkered down. Right. Think they're going to avoid the cameras. Right.
Meanwhile, the camera, plain view of the camera.
The whole time.
Here comes security. Just grab her, turn her around, walk her right right back to the house.
I mean, it's funny, right? It's not like Jelly Roll's just living in your suburb anymore at this point, right? Yeah. Like, it's probably a gated community or something.
It's a beautiful mansion.
You know, they got people that are walking around doing this. So where would they even go when they got out there? That's funny to me. Like, if you live in a community like that, like, is there a gazebo you go hang out at?
I remember. So I've never snuck out of my house because I am so terrified
of
my parents. Like, my parents were strict Italian crazy people.
Yeah.
And, like, to this day, I still am a little bit afraid.
You wouldn't sneak out of the house right now.
No.
If you were staying over their house for a week, you wouldn't leave past curfew.
No. If they said, no, we don't want you to leave after 8, I'd be like, all right,
Or you'd be like, that seems restrictive, but okay.
Right.
Right. All right.
But I remember, like, when, like, all my friends would sneak out, I would be so jealous because they would go to the golf course and they would meet at certain holes. So, like, they would, they would have parties.
There'd be keg out there.
The ninth hole or whatever.
Right, right.
Oh, and the best was, like, when it would be, like, they would have, there would be party, like, flyers. Because we had flyers. We couldn't text each other.
You can't. If you do flyers, though, I mean, somebody's going to catch on, right?
Well,
back then, you feel like nobody did.
No. But part of the fun is when the police showed up.
Well, right. And then you would run.
Bye,
and you'd get chased. Right. Yeah. Right. And if anybody got caught, it would be epic. Right.
But you don't do that anymore. You can't do that anymore.
Me and my friends, we did the exact same thing. We had a pond, like a lake down, you know, in our area there where all these different condo and, you know, townhouse complexes were. And it had these little islands. So we would go hang out and party on these islands. They actually had barbecue setups on these islands. So, I mean, like, everything you needed was there. And then, of course, the cops would come and be like, oh my gosh, which way are you going to run? You know, which island or whatever. And if somebody jumped in the pond, they could come out with leeches. But either way, I mean, it was fun.
I wonder if police officers, like, have less work to do now because they don't have to chase down all these teenagers that are throwing parties that sneak out of the house in the middle of the night.
I gotta tell
you. Or are we delirious? They still do it.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they do to a degree. You know what? I mean, here's the thing. It's like, for all the grief that they get, those cops let us go more times. I mean, it had to be fun for them a little bit, too, right?
Not
to make sure we don't run into a tree or do something that, you know, get us hurt. But the chase is always fun.
I don't know if I agree with that. I don't think the cops that were in my town enjoyed us.
Well, maybe Jelly Roll's rent-a-cops outside with their golf cart did.
When they're getting paid a maximum amount of money to make sure Bailey doesn't escape the grounds, I'm pretty sure they're fine with it.
Fun stuff.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 What's driving you nuts right now? 1-800-330-9999. You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Steve.
If you use the phrase living the dream when someone asks how you're doing, that's all I need to know about you. I mean, it's always sarcastic as well, and they say, I can't stand when people do that. They're like, living the dream.
You know something? When I ask somebody how they're doing, I think that pretty much like 90% of what they say, Anna, on the return, I always feel like they're lying. You know what I mean? Like, you're just surviving on a daily basis, just like me, just like everybody else. You might be in a little bit better mood today, but if you say living the dream or, you know, every day above ground or this, that, whatever, I know you're just surviving.
Yep.
That's it. You are just surviving.
Tina, that's all I need to know about you.
If you chew the same piece of gum for over an hour, that's all I need to know about you.
It's so hard. It can't be good for your teeth or your jaw.
Some people do.
No.
Right? They just work it.
Oh,
work it, work it, work it. I used to have this teacher in fourth grade that he used to chew gum so hard that it looked like the sides of his head were going to explode from the flexing of his muscles.
Right.
And I'm with you. Like, it just tires me out thinking about it.
His temples must be so strong.
Oh, my gosh. Mr. Atkinson. They were terrifying. He quit smoking. I knew that. And he was just chewing through gum like he was angry at it.
Oh, yeah. The way it shrivels up all hard and gets cold. And I don't understand it.
Wilma, that's all I need to know about you.
If you buy your 7-year-old a smartphone, then that's all I need to know about you.
7 is young. I thought 11 was the widely agreed upon age, I guess.
I feel like that is, it's all pushing. It all changes, right? I mean, there's always a set of circumstances where you say, it would be better if my child had a phone or if I had a way to get a hold of them. It's tough.
I have to think about 7. So my younger daughter is 5.5. And obviously, no, she cannot have a phone. But in 1.5 years, would she even know what to do?
You know, the funny thing is of all the kids and all the things we talk about with giving the kids a phone, I always think about the peril that we put them in, right? The things that they could be exposed to and so forth. When you mention Dakota getting her first phone, I think about all the things she could do in the world if she was given that kind of power.
We should never do that.
Oh, my God.
She's going to wait till she's 18 to get her
She's
first
a
one.
Wild one.
I know.
Oh, my. I mean, I'm she's five, and I'm having those thoughts, thinking what she could do.
Yeah. She, on her iPad, she creates videos and texts them to all my friends. Oh my God. Hi, Auntie Dan. I'm on top of the couch. Look at me. And then Danielle, my best friend, will call me. She'd be like, Dakota's standing on top of the couch. You might want to go in the other room and see what she's doing. that's
no.
my life. Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Logan, fired Friday. You tell us what happened, and then let us guess whether or not you got fired. What happened?
I've been working as a massage therapist for a while, and sometimes people order massages for a friend as a gift. Sometimes it's a surprise. And I gave a massage to the wrong person. Someone, a neighbor, had the same name as the person I was supposed to be massaging, and I thought it was a surprise, and that's why they didn't know what to expect it.
Wait a minute.
And
you showed up to somebody's house and said, somebody has gifted you this massage, and you just brought your... What? What? How did this happen?
You're a traveling masseuse?
That's a real thing, though. Mm-hmm. I heard
yeah.
it's great.
Home masseuse.
So, hold on.
Yeah, most people love it.
Right. No, I've been wanting this because they do it right at your house in the comfort of your own home. But you went to the wrong house and massaged the wrong person thinking it was a gift?
What?
Yeah. It happens more than you think. Not the mistake part. The gift part.
I gifted my girlfriend a massage last year for her birthday.
Yeah, but you would tell her. She would know before she let this guy in her house.
Well, right. Like, if somebody just showed up at my door
yeah.
and said, did you tell them so-and-so? Were they like, I don't know who that person is?
Yeah, but then you say, you know, you try and find diminutives of the name, like, oh, maybe Tim, Tom, and eventually they accepted the gift.
So who did you get in trouble with? Like
right.
your boss?
If you are you a subcontractor? This is your business?
Yeah, yes. Okay. I'm a subcontractor.
I think that if the subcontractor, you know, I mean, basically you take that one on the chin. I think that you don't get paid for that one, but I don't think you get fired. And I think that you probably get okay, from now on, you read the name off the chart and you make sure it's 100% the person. I mean, you show up, this person's having a regular day.
Right, can you know, imagine? Like somebody knocks on your door. And you open the door and you're yeah. like, hi, yes, can I help you? Like, you've been gifted a massage. Imagine it's me. I just start taking off my clothes and I just lie down in the foyer.
You got a table?
Yeah, right.
Set up over here. Let's go.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I've been dying for a massage all day. I don't even need to know where you're from. Here, let me just lay down right here on the floor.
Yeah, I don't think you get paid, but I don't think you get fired.
I don't think you get fired for that.
Right, yeah. You nailed it. You nailed it. I did get a tip, though. That was nice.
Oh,
I mean,
good.
It's the least they could do, mm-hmm. right? Seeing how they didn't have to pay for the massage.
Kelly, fired Friday. What happened?
Oh, I was working at a rehearsal studio and where people like rent out studios, and people had left early and I wanted to leave early and I left early, and then we got robbed. So we got, and it wasn't a ton of money, but, and we caught it on the security cam, but I left like, you know, we were closing at 10 and I left at 9:30, and they were able to hide in a stairwell. And then thank goodness I wasn't there because I could have gotten hurt, but they came out like after like an hour later and robbed us and then left and damaged some things.
Oh, that's awful.
That's a tricky one.
Yeah.
First off, good thing that you weren't injured, that you weren't there. But at the same time, does that have you keep your job when you're not there? You know, it's a studio rental space and you don't have any other clients coming in that night and it's pre-booked. I don't think you get fired for that. I think that you get a good talking to because, you know, in effect, the owner dodged a bullet by you not being there with them getting robbed. I don't think I fire you for that.
Did you break protocol, like what you were supposed to do?
I mean, it was protocol in that I should have stayed till, like, I'm booked till 10, right? Like, yeah. They're paying me till 10.
Well, essentially, now you're stealing money from the company. They're paying for you to be there till 10, but you've been there 6 years.
There's my ruthless business owner right there.
Mm.
I like that.
I think you got a warning.
I did not get fired. They were mostly just really glad that I was safe. And, you know, hopefully they it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, luckily, but from now on.
We're going to close things.
Right. From now on, though, you stay till 10.
Right.
Right.
Who's going to do a better job? Producer John or the robots? You're going to decide right now. So there's this website, Suno.com. And basically what it does is you go there and you can write anything, literally anything. Write me a country song about this. Write me a hip hop song about this.
Right.
And within 30 to 45 seconds, it'll spit it out. And usually it's very good.
Write me a hip hop song about potato salad. I mean, its capabilities are absolutely, it's been mind blowing.
Yeah. And producer John is also a singer songwriter. So he's very excited about the fact that robots are taking over his life.
Well, I mean, I'm a songwriter. Singer's a strong word. But yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, how many of these have we done?
Many.
Like 4, 5, 6?
Yep.
John had one.
That was better than the robot.
I feel like I had 2, but okay.
Okay. All right. So today, in honor of Memorial Day, we went to the robots, and we said to the robots, write a funk song about why Memorial Day is so important and ways you can celebrate. Now, producer John, you also got this prep, and you had 24 hours to work on it.
That is true. I mean, I didn't use 24 hours. Let's be frank here, but yes.
Well, maybe you should have.
A lot of qualifying statements is all I'm saying.
All right. Let's start with the robots.
No doubt.
I mean,
I can see them dancing. Yeah. I mean, there's at least 3 or 4 of them.
Right, because you're just remembering those old videos of the Gap Band and stuff like that.
I know,
like, come on, that's blatant ripoff.
I have to say, it was hard for me to understand the lyrics that I had to look them up.
Because you don't speak funk.
I guess.
But, I mean, you got to feel it in your soul. But once you feel that, you let that in. I mean, you saw me, John. I was immediately moving. That's fair.
Stop it, Red.
Oh my gosh.
That was pretty good.
A break.
You got to hold those soldiers close to your heart.
Are those guys, like, they've got to be on a show this weekend, right?
There's no guys. It's a robot.
No, they are appearing somewhere. They're probably real people. Washington Memorial or something, doing something.
No.
All right, come on, humans. Come on, John. Let's go, Johnny.
That's right.
George Clinton needs you.
Okay, so how did John do?
Oh, you know what time it is right now. It's party time, but it's not about the burgers. It's not about the beer. It's not about that barbecue you're going to at your cousin's house, all right? I'm going to tell you what it's all about right now.
I mean, it was really taking you a long time to get to the part where you're going to tell us.
You
got to
do the run-up. It's like George Clinton, man, all right? He does the whole monologue at the beginning, then they drop the big beat.
Okay, all right. Well,
it's good energy.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Memorial Day is a somber event.
It is.
But, like, I hope you're going to talk about making love to a hamburger after this because he warmed me up for that.
All right.
Go.
Memorial Day. Memorial Day. You love it. Love it. Well, it's a celebration. So much you love it. It's not about the burgers and beer.
Oh, I thought you were going to make love to burger.
But it's the day we honor people protecting freedoms that we all hold dear. Memorial Day.
I have nothing to say about this. I want to say that was... not great.
You stop it.
I think we're just going to move on.
Both of you stop it.
Where are those guys appearing? I need to see them.
No, they are robots, Raven. Stop it.
They're going to be on ABC weekend. I'm telling you right now.
That was art.
It's been a wild ride for my 5-year-old daughter, Dakota. So, I don't know. May remember, last week, this happened.
Dakota, what happened today at school?
I had to marry a boy.
You had to marry a boy today? Today there was a wedding at school?
Yeah.
How did you pick which boy to marry?
He'd been nice to me, and I found friends with him a different day. We want to marry.
She found friends with him a different day, and they wanted to marry.
I think it should be stated right, that this was a marriage by her choice. It was arranged by Dakota. It was not that she had to marry. Okay.
Right. They had decided that they were in love, and they were going to get married, and that's what they would do, and they did it during recess one day. They did pretend pictures, and they ate pretend food.
Wow.
It was a big, big day.
Yeah. Reception area of the playground or whatever, too.
Yeah.
A lot of pretending going on, but the marriage was real.
Yeah. And,
the love was real.
Absolutely.
Last a lifetime.
So imagine my shock when I asked her yesterday how the marriage was going.
Yeah.
Well, Dakota, what happened to your husband?
So we broke up.
You broke up?
I was his sworn enemy.
You're his sworn enemy?
Yeah.
What happened?
So, one day, he said I was his sworn enemy.
He said you're his sworn enemy now?
Yeah.
So it really was a divorce, huh?
That's so rude.
Are you guys still friends, though, even though he said those rude things?
We're not friends.
No.
They're not friends any longer. And the reason why the audio on that is so terrible is because my daughter is so dramatic that when I asked her what happened, she threw herself on the floor.
She was flailing all around.
And she was literally just rolling around like a fish out of water, explaining to me that he broke up with her and told her that she was now his sworn enemy.
Yeah, sometimes adults do that too during breakups.
They just throw themselves on the floor and flail.
Yeah, sure, sure. Yeah. I mean, divorce isn't easy. Should be noted, by the way, that Dakota did have another husband before this.
She has a boyfriend.
Yeah, a boyfriend. Okay, yeah, excuse me. But he was out one day.
He was out one day, so she decided to marry this other boy. And the reason why this came up is because she said that she walked him down to the office because they go together because he forgot his water bottle and his mom was dropping it off.
That was very nice of her.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, you're back with him? And this is how the whole thing came up. So she's going to marry the other boy now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they sit together at the nut-free table, so they have like a long-standing relationship. I have better hopes for those two.
At the same time, though, she now has a sworn enemy.
Yeah. First of all, what? What kid says I'm breaking up with you and you are now my sworn enemy?
Yes. I mean, again, you don't know what happened, what transpired behind them.
Do you have a sworn enemy, Raven? Like a lifelong sworn enemy?
You know, I tried to think about this and not sound totally petty and whatnot, but there's no way to do that. So I'm just going to tell you the honest truth, which is growing up, I became aware once I was like, I don't know, a teenager, certainly past the age of 16, that there were two guys within like neighboring areas, towns, that had the same name as me.
What?
Yes. And I didn't know that was a thing. Now, I'm not Italian, so I didn't know that I could have the same name as 17 of my relatives like Anna.
Five of my first cousins are all named Anna.
Yeah, I'm Portuguese. We don't do that, right? So we just, you know, we give each other names, and we expect never to run into an individual with that name again ever in our life.
And they're your sworn enemy?
I mean, I'm not named John Smith. I figured it was going to be, you know, whatever. Yes, because every time I went to go fill out a registration or something like that, when I'm standing in the line and they're like, yeah, no, it just takes like 3 minutes to be here. They're always like, there seems to be an issue with yours. We're going to have to do a little bit more checking.
Uh-huh.
You're going to have to come back in a week. That's a real thing. It stopped me multiple times. I'm like, what if I give you my initial? Nope. One of them has the same middle initial.
Oh, my gosh. Those are your sworn enemies.
Right. Yes. And they're within like a year or two of my age range.
Yeah. Not all marriages are made to last. In kindergarten last week, my 5-year-old daughter, Dakota, got married. She thought she had found the love of her life.
Mm.
And then imagine my surprise yesterday when we had this conversation.
Well, Dakota, what happened to your husband?
So we broke up.
You broke up?
So one day he said I was his sworn enemy.
One day you're married. The next day he comes in when you're 5 years old and he says, just kidding, you're my sworn enemy now.
You know, here's the thing, Anna. Sometimes love turns on a dime like that. You never know.
We went around our office and we asked people here, our coworkers, do you have a sworn enemy?
Yeah.
One that you've had for a long time?
I don't have one. I'm so sweet.
Does anybody believe anyone that laughs like this?
Oh my gosh, is that her laughing?
Yes.
I thought that was like an evil spirit over her shoulder.
No, that
was her.
Oh
my gosh.
Turns out she was lying. She does have a sworn enemy.
Ooh, when I worked at Hooters, there was this girl and she would not stay away from my boyfriend. And one day she was talking to him and then I like yelled at her and threatened her and she went running into the break room. But I didn't realize how mean and how angry I was that I slammed open the door and I broke her nose. And then she married him.
Weird twist of events.
Oh my gosh, that was very unexpected. I mean, it might have been the broken nose that pushed it over the top. He was like, you're an angel. She is Satan. Uh-huh. Yep. You're clearly the choice for me.
And then she married him.
Yeah. No, wow. Yeah, okay. Yep. No, all
that's
right.
A story I hadn't heard.
Yep.
That's amazing.
My sworn enemy.
Yeah.
It has to be Matthew Tkachuk from the Florida Panthers, not because of this past season, but because he literally chews on his mouth guard all the time and he doesn't use it properly. And he's a dirty player. He's just awful. Everything about him. Hate him. Hate him so much.
Some people have these passionate, like, things against sports players.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I don't understand why.
Yeah, Steph Curry chews the mouth guard, too. I don't like the chewing of the mouth guard, but...
Does that make them a sworn enemy?
No, I've never met any of these people. Why would I hate them?
Exactly.
It makes no difference to me, right?
Well,
I don't want anybody to dislike me after this, but my 90-year-old neighbor is my sworn enemy, but she complains about absolutely everything. If anybody walks too close to her yard, if my dog goes and sniffs in her yard, if we're doing any yard work in the yard, she walks over to see what we're doing. It's none of her business. It's our yard. She is my absolute sworn enemy. She's been my neighbor for over 23 years. I don't understand why she hasn't been put somewhere else where she can live with other older people and why she's still in her home.
I mean, that is an enemy. That is somebody that you detest.
Right, but you are also an enemy when you are like, I don't understand why she hasn't been put somewhere, because she has freedom of choice.
But 23 years.
She can do whatever she wants.
23 years of having to deal with a neighbor you can't stand. At my old house,
yeah.
It was never me. I was fine with all my neighbors. I actually had great relationships, but two of them hated each other. And it was wild to watch from my house the disagreements they would get into.
Well,
they would call the police on each
other.
Yeah,
it can escalate quite a bit, right? Because,
yeah.
I mean, you see those people at your best and worst moments.
Yeah.
My sworn enemy is whoever broke into my car in the train station parking garage like about 5 years ago.
What'd they get?
Ironically, a $10 piece of electronics that had coffee stains all over it that I was going to throw out anyway.
I mean, then let it go.
Yeah, I mean, if you leave your car at a train station for 5 days, okay? Like, it's kind of, you know.
Did you lock your doors?
You're inviting.
Were the doors locked?
Right.
If doors were unlocked, then we know that it's your fault.
It's not shocking.
Then they shouldn't be your sworn enemy.
It's time for Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Come to Mama.
Anna and Raven.
What did you do this week to earn your margarita? And of course, it doesn't necessarily have to be a margarita. Maybe it's going to a yoga class, taking a walk, whatever fills your cup. For me, it's going to be a margarita. I have 6:30 reservations for tonight, and I'm ready for it.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
1-800-330-9999. Hey, Sarah, what did you do this week to earn your margarita?
I quit my job, and today is my last day.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
What's the plan for next?
On to bigger and better things, you know?
Yeah.
So wait a minute. That sounds like we don't have a job right now.
Well, no. I mean, she doesn't want to say where she's going.
I do. Yeah. I do. But there's another job coming.
Okay.
Are you excited or sad about leaving your old place?
It's bittersweet. You know, I'm going to miss everyone, but, you know, it was time.
Yeah. You got to make that money. And mm-hmm. You never know when you walk through a new door what opportunity may come. So good luck.
I know. Another chapter opens.
Do they know that you're leaving today, that today's your last day?
Yes, they do.
I always feel like the last day has to be so awkward, right? One guy just left here recently, and he didn't tell anybody. We were in the elevator going down, and I was like, oh, what are you up to today? And
right.
He's like, I didn't tell anybody, but you're never going to see me again. And I, like, didn't know how to react at first.
Right, didn't know if you had to call somebody.
I was like, wait a minute. I'm like, are you okay?
Right,
yeah,
right.
He's like, he's upwards and onwards. And I was like, oh, all right. No, I don't know.
He told Anna, like, confess to her.
Yeah, it can be very awkward.
How many times has that person spoken to you in the entire time that they worked here?
Oh, many times.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like he was kind of an under-the-radar guy.
I don't know.
And he confessed to you.
Yeah. Well, enjoy your last day and congratulations on whatever's coming next.
It's exciting. Good luck.
Yes, thank you guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Kendra, what did you do this week to earn your margarita?
Oh, I was a dance mom. After being at a dance competition with all kinds of personalities backstage and hustle and bustle, oh, I'm ready. Strawberry mango, please.
You got it. Being
it's a lot.
Dance mom is a serious commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Financially,
yep.
To be able to pay for all the costumes and the travel and for everything. You need patience because you're sitting there for all hours. One of my girlfriends, her daughter was in a competition last weekend. Her slotted time for her solo was 10:30 p.m.
Oh, my gosh.
She's 15, so she's older. But to me, I'm like, imagine that you have to be there all day and your daughter isn't performing until 10:30 at night. You know,
I'd want to trip people if I saw them going for the door, too, after their kids perform.
And then you got to even understand how the awards work.
Yeah.
That's a whole language I don't understand.
I mean, logistically and then just the pressure. And of course, when they have a great night, well, mm-hmm. It's great to get them in the car.
Yeah.
When they have a bad day,
it's hard.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, you can definitely have yourself one or two. Three.
Dakota's recital, my little one's set recital, is coming up next month, and it's my favorite because she doesn't dance competitively, so it's still like fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's like 2.5 minutes of her on stage, and that's really it.
Sure.
But I'm just hoping this year she actually does one move. I just want her to do one thing and not just stand there and look at me and wave. That's it. She just stands there, and when she sees me in the crowd, she waves the whole time. I'm like, tap!
All those lessons, right? All that time, all that practice.
So if you missed it over the last couple of days, Jeopardy announced that they're going to be doing a pop culture show. And everybody was reaching out to Raven because he does Can't Be Raven here. And he's kind of the pop culture quiz master to put together a team in and to enter. So we did. It was me, Raven, and Boss Keith.
Yeah. Every team has a leader, Anna. Uh-huh. Okay. And in this case, yes. in this one instance here, yeah. this was something that was brought to my attention. And I took the lead on this and said, I'm going to be the leader. I selected both of you for your prowess in certain categories when it came to quizzing. And guess what? You both let me down.
No, okay. So here's what happened. Raven sends out the link because as the master, he has to like figure it out and do it and sign us
Register
up.
Register the team.
So what do me and Keith do? We immediately take the test, like within 10 minutes of getting the link.
Right. We follow the rules.
Right. And then Raven got so mad because he didn't take the test and he thought we should cheat and take it all together, which we did not.
I want you to imagine while I'm sending this link to the test that Anna is, you know, at that moment, simultaneously saying that she's asleep. Basically, like you, yeah. you are overtired. You're still working on something else, and you're distracted. And then Keith is basically accusing me of not being able to use the link on the phone, despite it being a button that says "click here to copy link."
Seemed like it was the wrong link.
It was.
So you're both over anxious. Is the point here?
You could have screenshots.
Waited. Right. I mean, the first lines of the test advisement are: take this test when you're ready. Give yourself a few moments. Make sure that. And there was even a prep link, by the way. Did either of you look at the prep page?
Okay, not for nothing, but Raven.
That's not an answer.
You waited 48 hours to take a test. Like, that's right. that is just plays to your character of being a procrastinator.
right, I needed it done.
I needed it done that night. Right. I couldn't go to bed knowing that there was this test I had to take.
And so the results, again, were what?
So, Keith, you thought you did okay.
Yeah, 30s. Out of the 50 questions, I think I got high 30s, hopefully.
I maybe got 10 out of 50.
It's 50 questions. You got 15 seconds to each answer every question, and they just keep coming in rapid succession. I would say after taking the test last night, I landed somewhere in between 35 to 40 questions correct.
So here's the thing. We immediately thought that we would be disqualified, and we haven't heard a single thing yet back from Jeopardy. But I started thinking about it. Because both of you were saying you missed the Broadway questions or whatever. I got those. So I'm started thinking about it. I go, well, even if we all didn't do great, the truth of the matter is that if they look at us as a team, we probably got a majority of them right based on what our strengths were.
This is reverse engineering. Right. I like it.
Yeah. Anna is trying to get them to grade us on a curve.
Yeah. Right.
As if they're paying attention to what we're saying.
We're less stupid than the rest.
Right. Yeah. Like if you put the three of us together, we're working as a team.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Like you hire people that are that work in their strengths. So if I got Broadway and modern like fashion and Keith's got all kinds of alternative rock and all that, and Raven's got these movies. We're a solid contender here.
So when do we hear? Like, what? I don't have an email that said, like, you sucked at this. I don't have anything.
Me neither.
No,
I'm
guessing that's not going to happen tomorrow. I mean, it's interesting to me that you're making a pitch on it, but this is not Survivor. This is Jeopardy. So they're just going to put together the scores and see what they think is good enough to get us to the audition. Now, listen, if we get the video audition, I think we're in pretty good shape.
You think that?
But you think this is what they want? This right here?
Yeah, you're probably right.
Right.
Probably
right.
What couple?
He just doesn't seem to understand why should I go to this wedding now.
Just say no.
One problem.
I want to see her get married. I want to be there for her.
Make him an excuse. She can't go and, you know, call it a day.
You decide the outcome.
It's so awkward.
It's Couple Score on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Drew and Maria. Maria, what's going on?
So me and my husband have been married for 25 years, and we're going to renew our vows. And I want to renew them in St. Lucia, where we got married, okay. and he just doesn't agree. So I'm questioning, you know, whether I want to do it at all anymore.
Oh, well, I mean, you probably want to still stay married. Drew, what's your side of this? What's going on?
We've already did this 25 years ago. Had my mom out there, had my dad out there, had all of my family members out there. And I feel like we've already done this. It doesn't make sense spending the money.
It was 25 years ago. I mean, can we not do something nice every 25 years?
Are you expecting people to go there again? Or is it just a vacation for the two of you where you'll just say your vows again?
Right. I think that's a big question.
See, these 25 years ago, a lot of relationships have changed. Like, it's some people that I don't even like anymore.
Well, I mean, obviously, it's a new guest list, so it's not like you have to invite the same people that you invited the first time or anything like that. I mean, it's totally up to you guys if you invite anybody at all. Drew, let me ask you, is it the cost of the vacation for the two of you going, or is it the feeling that you have, you know, once you start coming up with an invitation list? Does that make you feel a certain way or what?
Well, I really don't want anybody to go because we've already done it. Why don't we just do something local? You know, the expense of it now is more than what it was then. So figure we should be nice about it and have people here close to where, you know, it won't inconvenience anybody.
Well, I think people are going to want to come. It's a beautiful place. We have great friends. Like, I think everybody's going to have a great time and they're going to want to spend the money and they're going to want to go on vacation with us.
It's an interesting thing. If your friends are renewing their vows after 25 years, would you fly out to go and see them again?
I mean, if I'm doing it, I'm looking at it as a vacation for myself. I mean, I've done it. So, you know, with that. But I'm not looking at it like I'm going there for them so much as I'm looking at it like this is an excuse to go vacation with friends.
Oh, what do you think? Is it selfish to have a vow renewal and invite so many people to go travel again to another destination?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
What would you do if you were invited to a 20-year anniversary, but it was in St. Lucia? Because Drew and Maria got married there, and that's exactly what they want to do again. They want to renew their vows there. Maria does anyway. Drew is not on board with this. He thinks it's too much of an inconvenience to friends and family.
I mean, Drew says, listen, if we want to go, we want to go on vacation. That's totally fine. But if we invite other people to come with us, it creates an issue, basically. It puts us in a situation where we're asking people to spend the money here when they might not necessarily have it.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. John and Eddie.
So I'm on the husband side. I think that you're kind of putting people out by asking them to, you know, pay a big bill to go away on a vacation, things like that. It's almost like you're forcing people to take the vacation that you choose.
Mm.
And when you do that, you're asking people to pay a lot of money.
I agree with you 100%.
You know, I mean, here's the thing, though. You still have freedom of choice, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I guess that's an internal struggle, whether or not you feel that pressure or anxiety. I either say yes or I say no.
That I agree with, too. I don't really know how I feel about this, but what do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Is what they're doing selfish?
Are you mad at me, though, if I'm on another vacation a week later?
This is one of those things I keep flip-flopping on. So Drew and Maria getting ready to celebrate their 25th wedding anniversary, and they originally had gotten married on St. Lucia,
mm-hmm.
and she wants to have a vow renewal party again to celebrate on St. Lucia and invite all her friends and family again to come. And Drew is very much against it.
Drew says, listen, we had a bunch of people come the first time, right? They laid out the money to join us on vacation before. He doesn't think that it's right for them to go ahead and ask people to do it again. He's like, plus, we already been there. He's like, everybody's been there. He's like, if we want to go there, great, that's fine. But let's just save the money, maybe do a little bit of a party here. By the way, he also mentioned, if they have to fly away, they won't bring us a gift. Who brings a gift to a 25-year vow renewal? I don't know.
I think you bring a gift to any party you go to.
Okay,
I don't know. I'm looking at our social media at Anna and Raven, Facebook, mm-hmm. Instagram, and Suzanne wrote, vow renewals have been the kiss of death for marriages for most people. So they're just saying is forget the whole vow renewal.
Well, it sounds like a personal circumstance that she had, right?
Save your money on a big party or a second wedding and go on a fabulous trip. Okay.
Well, that sounds like the same thing, but okay.
Georgian says, I'm on his side. Do something local, and then if you want to go to St. Lucia, consider it a second honeymoon. So the problem I have with this is obviously people have a choice, and
yes,
they can do what they want. But my flip side is that if a good friend of mine asked me to go to this, I would feel obligated to, even if I didn't want to spend the money or take the vacation days to do it.
I think if a good friend asks you, though, they should have the conversation with you where they say, listen, this is not make or break. This is not a huge deal, right? Mm-hmm. I'm just inviting you because it would be fun. But if it doesn't work out, it's totally fine.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Sabrina.
I just have to say that I really hate when people have these destination events because it makes everybody feel uncomfortable because they feel obligated to have to go to these things. And the truth is, nobody wants to pay all that money to go on a vacation for somebody else. And the sooner people realize this, the better off we'll all be.
I mean, are you serious? They do the Superman in your frozen drink. It's half strawberry daiquiri, half blue raspberry. It's delicious.
Yeah, but you got to go with a bunch of strangers. You got to sit at the beach with a bunch of strangers you don't know. Like, who? I understand that. Unless it's like a family and it's like close family, I don't want to go to like my friend's 25th anniversary somewhere else.
Sometimes I'd rather sit with strangers on the beach than I would close family. Joe, what do you think? Whose side are you on today?
Oh, yeah, I'm on Drew's side. Maria's asking too much to have her family go back there again.
But why? I don't understand. If you just put the invitation out and whoever wants to come comes, then it's not. It doesn't have to be a big thing either. She's kind of right. If this is what she wants to do to celebrate, let it be that. Whoever wants to join, great. You don't come, no big deal.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Drew, our audience agreed with you today. Maybe if you're going to have a party, you have it here close to home, and then you can go on vacation for like a second round honeymoon. Then everybody kind of gets to win.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, that's also more money that they can give on our 25-year renewal gifts, you know? So let's just stay close to home, and everybody will be satisfied in the long run.
I don't know what gift I bring for the 25th vow renewal, but it is an interesting point. Maria, you going to be all right with this? It's fine. I mean, you still get your vacation. You're just not going to have all your friends there with you.
Yeah, I mean, as long as I can go on vacation still. But, you know, I'm not exactly thrilled about this.
All right. Well, we do wish you the best. And good news, you made it to 25 years, so yeah. There's that.
Yeah, good luck to 26.
Yeah. If you have a problem, too, send an email. Okay. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $3,900 thanks to Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV, Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com. Tatiana and Bianca. Ladies, you ready to play today?
Yes, we are.
All right, we got a mother-daughter duo. Let's do this. Let's take him down before he goes on vacation. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck, you two.
All right. All right, Raven's walking out of here. When that big old studio door closes, he's not going to be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. It's 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. Raven will come back in, get the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. Ready to play?
Yes.
Number one, the Jeopardy spinoff focusing on pop culture is coming to Prime Video. What is the name of the Jeopardy theme song?
Think.
Number two, this past week, actress Jennifer Garner shared photos on Instagram of her crying at her oldest daughter's high school graduation. What actor does she share her children with?
Ben Affleck.
Number three, NBA star Victor Wembanyama was spotted in a comic book store trying to buy Pokemon cards. He currently plays on what NBA team?
I don't know.
Okay, number four. Vanessa Hudgens recently won The Masked Singer. She was the goldfish. In which Disney Channel movie did she gain widespread recognition playing the character Gabriella?
High School Musical.
And number five, a New Orleans band called The Showstoppers is suing Beyonce over song Break My Soul. They say a sample she used featuring the phrase Release Your Wiggle steals from a song of theirs. What country is the children's music group The Wiggles from?
Australia.
Let's bring Raven back in.
Yep.
4 out of 5.
Wow.
For Tatiana and Bianca.
$3,900. Here we go.
Oh, come on. Come on. Number one, the Jeopardy spinoff focusing on pop culture is coming to Prime Video. What is the name of the Jeopardy theme song?
It's called Think, the Think music.
Yes, that's right. Also, Raven, I, and our boss, Keith, are entered to be in that, but we haven't heard anything back, and it's not looking good. Number two. This past week, actress Jennifer Garner shared photos on Instagram of her crying at her oldest daughter's high school graduation. What actor does she share her children with?
Ben Affleck.
That's right. I feel bad for her. That's a hard thing for moms, for sure.
I mean, she's obviously had a very successful life, and she has wonderful children. Don't feel bad for her. It's just a big moment.
No, I know. I feel bad for any mom that has to say goodbye to their children graduating high school.
Grow up?
Yes. I'm very much against growing up.
Yeah.
Number three, NBA star Victor Wembanyama was spotted in a comic book store trying to buy Pokemon cards.
You got a pocket full of money.
What NBA team does he currently play for?
Plays for the Spurs.
That's right. Number four, Vanessa Hudgens recently won The Masked Singer. She was the goldfish. In which Disney Channel movie did she gain widespread recognition playing the character Gabriella?
Was she in a High School Musical, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, you guys are tied at 4. That stinks. Number 5. A New Orleans band called The Showstoppers is suing Beyonce over the song Break My Soul. They say that she used a sample featuring the phrase Release Your Wiggle. It steals from their song.
Okay.
Release Your Wiggle.
Uh-huh.
What country is the children's music group The Wiggles from?
I'm just going to take a shot and say Australia.
You're going to take a shot?
Yeah. I don't know. Is it Australia or what?
It's Australia.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what are you mad about?
All right. I'm sorry, Tatiana Bianca. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
It's Tatiana Bianca, and we can't be Raven.
I mean, you guys make it sound like I just popped the air out of your balloon or something. Here we go. $4,000 when I come back from vacation, Anna.
Yeah, he'll be back on June 4th. Hold on, ladies.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.